Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the Abbess Hildegard von Bingham, some Sibelius, and if time permitting, a little Maxim Vengerov, and of course, oboe music time. But we're going to begin with some accordina music. Now, you may have heard of the accordion, may not have heard of the accordina. It is an accordion and a wind instrument, combining the attributes of the harmonic and keyboard together. The history of this quote-unquote little mouth accordion was invented by A. Borel in the 1930s and patented in December back in 1943, and was kind of introduced as a travel accordion and a training instrument, also to give some people some entertainment on their routes. Today we're going to hear performer by François Jauvin, and he remarks, and I quote, "I consider the accordina as a wind instrument. It is even one of those rare ones which allows polyphony. If you think of it this way, it requires a specific technique. For example, you blow the air only, therefore the inhalation must be rhythmic to integrate with the musical sentence, something which is hardly conceivable." Well, at this time of the morning, it's hardly conceivable to me, but it is conceivable to Jauvin. We're going to hear Entre deux mers. Thank you. Francis Jauvin, and Entre Deux Mers, music of the Accordina, and joined by Pierrick Hardy on guitar. A little riveting piece to get you up and running. This next selection is a little different. It comes from a true visionary of her time, a composer, philosopher, Christian mystic, Benedictine abbess, and of course visionary. From the age of 3, Abbess Hildegard von Bingen was reported to have visions. She explained that she saw all things in the light of God through the 5 senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And in 1141, at the age of 42, she received a vision she believed to be an instruction from God to write down that which you can see and hear. What resulted is a stunning, haunting music, which she herself described, and I quote, as, "Every element has a sound, an original sound from the order of God. All those sounds unite like the harmony from the harps and the zithers." Well, let's hear what these sounds unite with, an arrangement performed by Richard Souther and Emily Van Avera.
Oh,
Music by the Abbess Hildegard von Bingham. That was a performance with Emma Kirkby and the Gothic Voices. This is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. We're doing it a little earlier today. It is oboe music time. Now, intrigue is something that one could say of our first, well, our next composer, thought to have been implicit in the death of his contemporary Mozart, due to perceived jealousy. In reality, Salieri was a pivotal figure in the development of 18th century opera and a formidable teacher of future generations. And although the rivalry was made infamous in the 1984 movie Amadeus, made for a great movie, it is largely fictitious. Salieri did, however, write a respectable body of memorable music, which made a resurgence in the 20th century. I guess he had to wait a century or two. This selection comes from his playful concerto for flute and oboe. Here is the opening allegro.
Thank you.
a double cadenza. Wow, how more extravagant can that get? That was the opening allegro from Salieri's Concerto for Flute and Oboe, a great performance by Orly Nicolet and Heinz Holliger, and they were joined by the members of the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra, with Peter Magg conducting. Now, this next artist came on the scene with a bang in the 90s. Well, everything came on with a bang in the 90s. Born in 1974, he was only 5 when he received his first violin lessons and was pronounced just at that time. A child like him is born only once every 100 years. I am speaking of violinist Maxim Vengerov. He was born to a Jewish family with a strong musical tradition. His mother sang and conducted a 500-voice orchestra, and his father played first, get this, oboe in the local Philharmonic. No wonder where he got his talent. He has recorded hundreds of recordings and won numerous accolades. Now, in the past, he has performed infrequently in public, just having suffered an exercise injury that affected his playing. But during that time, he also devoted himself to conducting, and he is back performing. But we're going to hear something, The Genius at Work, with an earlier album, some music by Paganini from the Violin Concerto No. 1 in D major. This is the first movement.
Thank you.
Wow, what a performance, Maxim Vengerov. And that was the first movement, the Allegro, from Paganini's Concerto No. 1 in D major. And he was joined by the members of the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, with Zubin Mehta conducting. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music by Sibelius. Sibelius conceived much of his inspiration and development for his second symphony back in 1901 on a trip to Paris and Italy. I guess it was the sunny atmosphere of the work that may be attested to his stay in Southern Europe for a little longer. Of his compositional method, Sibelius once said, and I quote, "It is although the Almighty has cast down a few fragments and entrusted me with the task of joining them together." Well, joining them together he definitely did. This is the first movement from Sibelius' Second Symphony with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Eugene Ormandy conducting. the Philadelphia Orchestra, with Eugene Ormandy conducting. That was the first movement from Sibelius' Second Symphony. Let's continue with the trumpet, a concerto for two trumpets by Joseph Horowitz, today performed by two musicians with Canadian ties, James Thompson, who was both the principal of Montreal and Atlanta Symphonies, and Jens Lindemann, formerly of the Canadian Brass, now a soloist based out of Los Angeles, and once proclaimed the International Brass Personality of the Year. But I think combined, you will understand why very soon. Jens wrote of this collaboration, "It gave me the opportunity to perform a duo with one of my mentors, James Thompson, who was the principal trumpeter of both the Montreal and Atlantic orchestras. I was honored to have him play the first part on this brass band standard." Well, the two of them play fantastically together. So here is Jens Lindemann and James Thompson and the members of the Canadian Staff Band with Horowitz Concertino Classico for two trumpets.
Thank you.
A grand way to end a program, and Canadian to boot. That was Jens Lindemann, joined by James Thompson and the very talented members of the Canadian Staff Band. And that was Joseph Horowitz's Concertino Classico. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks very much for joining me. We'll see you next time. And do stay listening now to an excellent program, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, coming up next with Worku.